This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. Sure, the networking opportunities are great at South by Southwest, and so is the soundtrack. More than 160 bands are hitting the stage in Austin this year, and maybe even one or two I've heard of, although probably not. Seeing a live show is always a blast, but is owning music as important as it used to be? Earlier this year, Billboard reported the first drop in digital music sales since the iTunes Store made its debut in 2003. CD sales, of course, continued their steady decline, and overall album sales experienced an 8.4% dip. We've asked Kyle Bellin to shed some light on the habits of modern-day music consumers. He's a user researcher at Live Nation Labs. Hiya, Kyle.
Thank you for having me.
I throw out all my albums when CDs come around, then I throw out all my CDs when digital downloads come around, and now I'm wondering, do I bother with digital downloads anymore if indeed I can just stream things anytime I want on Pandora, Spotify, YouTube for that matter?
The music industry as a whole is still determining what the best product is for today's music listener. We don't yet know if people want to pay for limited music or if the business models around those companies are viable. 10 years into the digital music revolution, we are still trying to understand whether or not Spotify is a product that people want and if it's something that they will pay for indefinitely. And an increasing number of startups are pursuing direct-to-fan marketing that sells experiences and digital products and physical goods directly to fans through their email. Topspin Media, a direct-to-fan company, they were recently acquired by Beats Music. For the first time, we're going to see an online music streaming service directly integrated with a marketing platform who can look at the behavioral data from the streaming service and allow artists to target their most avid listeners, where the portals where fans listen to and discover music are also the places where they purchase tickets, buy merchandise, and support their favorite artists.
Speaking of supporting musicians, we've been having a conversation with our friends and fans on social media, and all week long we've been asking them to tell us why they do or don't still buy music. Kendra in Berkeley, California, has this to say.
I've actually increased my music buying. A big reason is to support the artists and labels. It's like buying local, only with music.
Is that one of the big drivers now, that you would buy the CD because you are supporting the artist and not necessarily because you want ownership of these goods or this music?
Yeah, I don't see the mainstream consumer wanting ownership of any goods these days.
Do you expect more and more people to buy and or support music financially? Or would you expect more and more people to, for lack of a better word, freeload online, and that's the future?
Yeah, I don't see buying and owning music as the path forward in the music industry. It very well may be, when YouTube reveals their upcoming subscription service, that they take a more dominant position in the market because they've taken a free audience who's used to accessing videos through service and converted enough of them into paid subscribers for a streamlined experience.
All right, I get that. Also, how influential is it when a music service, an online service, recommends tunes to you based on other tunes you've listened to? This is a computer saying, Kyle, you're going to probably like this. Does that work for you?
I often don't find that the recommendations go outside of the lines enough to actually make a relevant connection. Certainly, if I want to hear Dashboard Confessional and stuff like it, Pandora is a great way to be exposed to artists that exist in the ecosystem around that artist. But if you want to stay up to date on the latest hard rock or new metal, they don't currently align themselves like with the Billboard charts, in that the newest music is readily available on the service and it's targeted to you, the music fan.
Kyle Bellin is a user researcher at Live Nation Labs, and we know what that is now. Kyle, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.